SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
你听紧嘅系 SBS 电台广东话节目，即刻登入 sbs.com.au/cantonese 浏览最新嘅新闻资讯。
好欢迎各位收听文化三六零。今日嘅节目系会继续同大家讲上一集我哋未讲完嘅话题，就系大宋皇帝叫外卖。系啊，宋代有啲皇帝呢，享用御厨烹制嘅珍馐百味都未满足啊，仲要呢食宫外面卖嘅各种特色美食啊。而呢一种咧，连皇帝都叫外卖嘅情况咧，可以话就系宋代宫廷饮食嘅一个大特点啊！上一集我哋咪提过咧，宋孝宗喺元宵节观赏花灯翻嚟皇宫之后，咪叫个外卖嘅。其实呢次唔系唯一嘅一次，佢亦都唔系唯一嘅一个皇帝咁做嘅。有一次呢，宋孝宗就去德寿宫探望，当时已经退咗位，做咗太上皇十几年嘅赵构。赵构呢即係历史上称宋高宗。而赵构原来自己都好喜欢点外卖㗎。而当时呢，宋孝宗嚟探佢呢，佢就叫咗一啲嘅外卖返嚟，包括有李婆婆杂菜羹、何四烙饼、藏三珠儿糊饼、哥家甜食等等，不少外卖返嚟，而且品尝之后仲非常满意。根据啲资料记载呢，佢话此皆京师旧人各口赐之。咁即係话呢，呢啲都系以前喺汴京落嚟嘅后人嚟嘅，所以特别多加赏赐俾佢哋嘅。皇帝叫外卖呢仲有一个特别嘅名称㗎。平日皇帝需要用到钱或者一啲嘅物料嘅时候呢，就称之为宣索或者叫做宣换㗎。咁至于叫外卖呢，就叫做宣索使食或者宣换买使。咁呢啲宣索宣换之所以咁普遍呢，有两个原因嘅。咁第一呢，就係北宋嘅汴京啦，可以话係啲美食嘅汇水之地，有好多大师傅，有好多能工巧匠，而且呢四周呢都好多食物呢送到嚟汴京嘅。咁就造成一个活色生香嘅飲食风情嘅。去到南宋时候，国都临安呢依然是效法汴京的气象，各种食物的种类啊、烹调手法啊、各种样式啊，乃至呢在街道叫卖的各种的方法啊、各种的类型呢，都依然有啊旧京即是汴京的各种风味的。难怪呢那些南渡的君臣啊都说直把杭州作汴州的。不但如此啊，佢哋仲结合咗咧南方食物嘅风味啊，创造出咧融汇南北嘅饮食风格。咁所以喺皇宫嘅外面啊，就有一番咧千姿百味嘅美食世界存在。另外一个连皇帝都叫外卖嘅原因咧，可能就同皇帝本身有关啊。宋代嘅皇帝对于饮食咧，都具有极为自由包容嘅心态，相对以前嘅朝代嚟讲呢，佢哋係冇咁小心翼翼咁遵循礼制嘅，亦都唔係好似后代一啲皇帝呢咁战战兢兢用到银针试毒。喺宋代皇帝眼中，食在四方，享用绚烂嘅美食先至係最重要嘅。就因为 皇帝都叫外卖呢？咁所以令到各个餐厅呢更加系重视嗰啲餐饮嘅品质啦，唔敢呢苟且草率啦。咁无形中亦都提升咗呢啲餐饮嘅整体质量。宋代商业非常发达啦，有各式各类嘅店铺嘅，不过一半以上啊都系属于呢各种嘅餐饮店，可见呢汴京嘅餐饮业系几发达啦。咁而且啊呢啲各类嘅餐馆呢仲可以细分为三类㗎喎，就係、是、正店、脚店以及分荣。所谓正店呢即系啲大酒楼啊，咁多数系啲有身份啊有地位嘅人呢嚟到消费嘅。咁呢啲嘅正店呢可以自己酿酒或者去卖酒，不过呢就冇外卖服务㗎噃。至于脚店，脚呢就系手脚嘅脚，脚店呢就系属于中上等级嘅餐厅，系有外卖服务，不过呢你系要买到一定嘅金额呢呢、这个店家先至愿意去送外卖嘅。
Starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit, I've given up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice, and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance your career. Work in Progress. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.
咁至于第三类分荣，分呢就系区分嘅分，荣呢就系荣誉嘅荣。咁分荣呢其实就相当于我哋今日嗰啲小食店，不但止有外卖啦，咁仲会呢随传随到。仲有一啲根本唔系做门市专门经营外卖嘅。好啦，我哋今日叫外卖就会打个电话或者呢喺手机嗰啲应用程式度指指点点啦。咁究竟宋代嘅人又点样叫外卖嘅呢？佢哋亦都有好几种方式嘅。咁第一种方式呢就係屋企若果係有家丁有仆人嘅话，咁好简单啦，叫个仆人去到酒家嗰度呢落单。佢哋点咗外卖之后就可以离开㗎啦。食店就会依佢哋嘅指示呢制作食物，然后送到去目的地，去到先至收钱嘅。第二种方式呢就系属于合同订餐啊。嗱呢一啲嘅方式呢都通常系啲富有人家先至会用嘅。佢哋同店家系订立长期嘅外卖契约啊，约定喺乜嘢嘅时候呢就将嗰啲美食呢送到去指定嘅地方嘅。咁呢两种方式呢都系啲富人啊或者啲贵族呢先至会采用嘅。一般普罗大众呢就用跟住嘅呢一种方式啦。喺宋嘅都城里面呢，因为好多嘅房舍呢都几密集嘅。一条嘅小巷里面呢就有好几户人家嘅。咁所以呢大概到食饭咁上下时间呢，嗰啲食店嘅老板啊就会同佢嗰啲伙计呢一齐出到去呢啲人家嗰度呢，喺小巷口啊或者家门口呢就叫外卖。佢哋呢係话自己系咩店铺有啲咩卖。嗱呢个时候若果房舍里面嘅人係想出嚟叫外卖嘅呢，就直接话俾呢个老板或者伙计听自己想点乜嘢。咁呢个老板记低之后就会返去自己嘅店铺，将客人所需要嘅菜品整好啦，包装好啦，就送到嗰位客人手上先至再收钱嘅。除此之外呢仲有一类嘅人呢就叫做闲汉。闲就係得闲个闲，汉就係男子汉嘅汉。咁呢啲闲汉呢以今日嘅说话嚟讲呢即係啲跑腿。佢哋就喺街上面呢行嚟行去等人叫佢去做嘢㗎。咁若果有人想点外卖呢就可以叫佢哋俾啲钱佢哋走去买啲外卖。咁跟住呢就会有食物送到自己手上㗎啦。啲食店呢为咗保证啲食物送到客人手上嘅时候呢依然系热腾腾呢，佢哋仲用一啲特别嘅器具喎。 呢种嘅器具呢就叫做温盘，或者叫做呢系暖盘。其实佢系一种用陶瓷做双层嘅盘嚟嘅。上面嗰层比较薄，系用嚟放食物嘅，下面嗰层呢系比较厚一啲。而两层之间系中空㗎噃，系用嚟呢倒啲热水入去，目的就系想保暖嗰啲食物嘅。佢哋就会将啲暖盘或者温盘呢放喺啲食盒里面嘅。咁食盒呢亦都分两层，系用木嚟到制作嘅。若果系比较奢华一啲嘅呢，仲有各式嘅花纹啊、图案啊等等嘅。咁当然一般嘅外卖呢都只系将啲盘盘碟碟呢用布包住咁就送去㗎啦。好啦，各位听众，碍于时间关系呢，仲有好多关于宋代嗰啲外卖啊或者飲食啊嘅资料呢都要暂时告一段落啊，要割外啦。咁今日嘅节目就到此为止啦。好多谢各位收听文化360，下次再会啦。
想收听更多的节目内容，使用 Apple Podcast、 Google Podcast、 Spotify 或是其他 Podcast 应用程式继续收听。
Starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit, I've give up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice, and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance your career. Work in Progress. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.